Folk, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Joining us now on the F&M Bank phone line, like he does every Wednesday morning, Brad Powers, BradPowers7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com, that Bill King link at the top right of the page. Brad, good morning.
What's up, Brad?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Wonderful. How's the dry heat out there in Vegas?
We've actually, you know, experienced what we call our summer monsoon season. So what does that mean? Maybe we got, you know, a tenth of an inch of rain. but there's threat of rain every day for about a 2-3 week period in July.
So they close all the businesses and streets are, you know, empty and barren?
Yeah.
It's like when you get a dusting of snow here in Nashville. You know, growing up, you grew up in Ohio. I grew up in upstate New York, you know, it's... Where I'm from, it snows 10 months out of the year. You get a little, you know, dusting here. They close everything down.
Yeah, I would equate it to that. You get some rain here, the roads are slick, and people tend to forget how to drive. So, yeah, it's very similar to places that aren't used to getting snow.
Well, I'm going to just tell you this, though. I don't care where you are. Nobody can drive on ice, okay? I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, I tried it. It's not fun.
You can't.
I don't recommend it.
I don't care where you're from. Hey, Brad, you'd be proud of me. Yesterday, I was watching the line on the championship game. Well, the title game last night. Not the WNBA. I got a WNBA question in a minute. You know what that's about. But anyway, the NBA last night, the spread all day was 5. I'm thinking, I like the Bucks, but I'm just going to wait and see. And I'm thinking, if it goes to 5.5, I'm going to leave it alone. If it goes to 4.5, I'm going to take the Bucks. Well, obviously the Bucks would have covered the 5 or the 5.5. But I sat there and waited all day long to get the number I wanted. And if I wasn't going to get that number, I wasn't going to do anything. Thank you, Brad.
Well, I mean, you know, you wanted to bet the Bucks. So, I mean, you being conservative might have cost you a winner. But I would say in the long run, waiting to get the number that you're specifically looking for, instead of betting a team, betting a number, I think will do you more right than wrong in the long term.
Yeah, well, you're right. If I'd sit there and not taken it at 5.5, I'd been kicking myself, right? But then again, that's why they call it what it is, gambling. But anyway, how much play, how much attention did this get? Because it had, you know, two teams not used to being there, a Mid-America team winning it, the Bucks, the Suns did have some, both teams have star appeal. Mm-hmm. But how, you know, there's no doubt about it with Giannis, Chris Paul, and some budding young stars. How much play did it get out there?
Well, it got more play than last year. But keep in mind, even though you had the Lakers and LeBron in last year's finals, I mean, it was going on during the middle of a football season. So it got higher handled than last year. But most sports obviously are getting significantly higher handled than what we experienced in 2020. You know, it's tough for me to compare because, you know, now we have 25 states that are legalized betting and you get different reports from each state. I mean, obviously, sports betting legally is up and way up in most places. So I think, you know, 5 years from now will be easier to compare year over year. But certainly, handles were up compared to last year. But I think overall, I mean, if you were asking me, was it one of the more heavily bet finals? No, I just don't think there was much general interest.
Brad Powers is our guest at BradPowers7 on Twitter. All right, odds are already out for next year's NBA champions. I'm looking at one from the Sporting News. Looks like the Nets are plus 200, Lakers plus 525, Milwaukee Bucks plus 900 to repeat. Do those seem about right?
Yeah, the odds I would shift around a little bit, but as far as the top three favorites, that's probably how I'd rank them. I think people tend to, you know, everyone lives in the moment. People forget that the Nets were easily the favorite this year. In fact, there was a moment in time in the playoffs where they were close to pick them against the rest of the field, meaning that they're, you know, you just mentioned the odds like plus 250, plus 900, but the Nets at one point in the playoffs this year were even, meaning they were up there almost with what the Warriors were with Kevin Durant and Michael Jordan with the Bulls in the 90s. That's how big of a favorite the Nets were. And if they're healthy and you have Harden, you have Kyrie Irving, big ifs, and Kevin Durant, if he's healthy, then they clearly deserve to be the favorite. But those are really big ifs. And I think that the Lakers, obviously, with an aging LeBron, we'll see. He did get extra rest, getting eliminated early in the playoffs for the first time in his career. So we'll see if that's a benefit to him. They'll be highly motivated. That's tough to repeat. But right now, Giannis, you know, considering how he performed in the finals, you'd have to say he's the best player in the NBA. And obviously, stars matter, not only in recruiting and college football, but they also really matter in the NBA. And if you got the best player in the world, I think 9-1 seems a little long, to be honest with you. I would say slight value in the Bucks to repeat.
By the way, Suns plus 1,300 to win the title next year. I'm going to ask you what I just asked Greg a little while ago. You know, my guy out in New York City, Greg Giannotti, he does a show there on WFAN, and he basically said, you know, the Bucks are an outlier. They took advantage of the fact that it was the bubble last year and the pandemic, and kind of what you mentioned, a lot of stars got hurt in this year's playoffs, and they were able to kind of cash in. He likens what the Bucks did to what the Raptors did a couple of years ago, to what the Dallas Mavericks did about a decade ago. I don't know. Greg and I tend to disagree. I'm curious to know where you're at with that.
I'm going to disagree. I mean, I understand his point where he's coming from, and obviously the way to win multiple championships in the NBA is to have a super team, and obviously Milwaukee's not a super team. But with what I just mentioned, I mean, with LeBron aging, and you're kind of in an in-between moment in the NBA between the stars that have dominated the sport the last 10, 15 years and teams that just can't get healthy, a la the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, when you got the best player in the world, and he seems very comfortable being there in Milwaukee, I'm not saying that they're going to be a dynasty, but I think they're much more likely to win a couple of championships compared to that Dallas team, and obviously the Raptors, who lost their superstar in Kawhi.
Brad Power 7, bradpowersports.com, the Bill King link, top right of the page. When we wrap this up, Brad will tell you how to get in touch and get all of the stuff that's going on right now. Obviously, we're headlong straight into football. Do you pay attention to the media days? I know SEC media days. Top of next hour, we're going to replay Josh Heupel's opening statement from yesterday. I know the ACC is going on. Big 12s, I think, was last week. Obviously, the SEC's down in Hoover, Alabama. You pay much attention to those?
Nah, it's more background noise. I know I tweeted out a couple of things from SEC Media Days yesterday, but it was basically on my TV in the background, and what perked my ears up was a so-called college football analyst saying that Texas A&M would be favored over Alabama. I mean,
who said that?
Things,
who said that?
Roman Harper said that yesterday.
Well, knucklehead. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, other than making fun of the so-called media, I mean, I think that's loosely termed, especially at SEC media
days. Oh, they let anybody in. I mean, you know, you can be the weekend guy at the Hohenwald Gazette. You can get in there.
Yeah, I. Other than that, it doesn't move the needle for me. The only thing that would move the needle is if somehow, some way, you know, there's breaking, you know, injury news that the coach released because he hasn't talked to the media since spring. So that'd be the only thing I'd be looking for.
Brad, I really don't know the way, just somebody dropping the ball big time. The matchup between the U.S. Women's National Basketball Team, Team USA, and a group of WNBA All-Stars, it was floated out there originally like it was the WNBA All-Star game. And so what the lazy bookmakers did, they just went to saw the totals on the last three, four, five of those and put the total. BetMGM opened the total at 251.5. It dropped to as low as 191.5. In that 248 to 198 range, and it's apparently, by what I'm reading, it's the biggest correction in any opening line to where it closed in betting history.
Yeah, it was actually, you know, the sportsbook director at Circa, Matt Metcalf is his name, and he hung a bad line. What he just flat out came out and said, you know, I looked at the last 5 years of the WNBA All-Star game and saw the scores, did a little bit of an average, hung a total, didn't think it could be off that much, and didn't realize, you know, the stipulations of the game had changed because you're dealing with, you know, the U.S. national team against the NBA, WNBA All-Stars, and that there would actually be defense played. So, I mean, he fully admitted that he hung one of the worst numbers in the history of his career. But I think the real news story, and a lot of people didn't report this, is the fact that every other book in the world just copied his number and posted it. They are the lazy ones. They didn't do any homework. They just saw an opening number and copied it. And I'll be honest with you, when people ask me, oh, how do bookmakers come up with numbers and whatnot, a lot of times it's one guy, it's one book that comes up with a number, and it's then guys like myself, if it's college football, that embedding into it, even if it's lower limits, you know, less than 2,000. And that kind of shapes the line. And then what happens? Every other book in the world, after it's been bet into it, one book for a couple hours, then copies that line. I mean, that's the industry we live in. I mean, that's how lines are formed.
And even with that, the total was 178, more than 70 points under the original total number. Yeah.
Yeah, and it, you would think, oh my God, huge loser for the books if it, you know, because it's not like they closed it down and then reopened it at a new number. No, that trickled down that entire 50 to 60 point stretch. In fact, I can tell you by looking at the line movement that a lot of people went for the middle because it got down to like 191 and got bet up, you know, about an hour before tip time up to 196. So a lot of people ended up going for the middle, meaning they wanted to cash both sides, under early money, over very late money. And since you got a 50-point room there, they were feeling pretty confident. But, you know, from all reports, you know, some books actually won because of the late money coming in. Other books, you know, lost, but it wasn't anything significant. It's not like a big, you know, an NFL loser on a big public side. I'll just put it that way.
That's my luck. I bet a middle with a 52-point spread difference, and I can't even hit that. I mean, that's what do you add in general, middles? I know football. I know what you can I say what you're going to say? In middles in football, if it moves through the key numbers, 3, 7, 10. Yeah, you proud of me again?
Yeah, I mean, you're on that path, but it's always about what my number is.
Right.
Well, I mean, if I made the number 3, and let's just say I bet a very early number, so I want to take the underdog in the game, and I made the line 3. So I took plus 10 on the very early number, say it was, you know, just one bookmaker making it, and I bet, you know, that team plus 10. Say that line even moves through off of a key number 10, moves through a key number of 7, and goes down to 4. Oh, my God, I got 6 points there of a middle through, you know, a couple of key numbers. I should go for the middle. Well, the reality is my number is still 3 on the game. I'm just going to sit back and relax and take what we call in the industry my closing line value. So in order for me to middle, it's got to go past my original number on the game. I just don't middle and try to get greedy just because there's been a big move. It has to move through my actual number on the game.
Brad, we were just talking before you came on. The Olympics are just so weird this year with no fans. And, you know, part of me thinks they should cancel the whole thing. But obviously they can't do that 2 years in a row. And I was just reading here, you know, just how the betting's going to be on the Olympics. Obviously the mainstream sports, basketball, soccer, golf. I'm reading here a lot of houses, though. Gymnastics is not on the board because it's a subjective, you know, type of thing. You get judged. And if you have some, you know, judge from another country that hates the United States, they're going to give the American a lower score. I've been seeing that for decades in the Olympics. How much action do you think is going to be on the Olympics this year? And what about, you know, subjective sports like gymnastics, et cetera?
Well, it'll be the most heavily bet Olympics that we've ever seen. But that's not saying much because you haven't been able to get down on Olympics games. I just got done saying it'll be the most heavily bet, but reality is in the sports that aren't basketball, I mean, you're going to be very fortunate to get down $500. We just mentioned the WNBA total earlier. Most places, the limits were $500. So even though that total moved, you can only get $500 down on that thing at a time, wow, with the exception of maybe one or two books that had a little bit stronger. So it'll get played, but I also say this, guys. If there's 1 month a year where guys like myself or even sportsbook directors right around the NBA, the actual Major League Baseball All-Star break and whatnot, if there's a time a year where the professionals, you know, take a vacation, it would be in the month of July. And I just personally don't see the Olympics getting a lot of play from the pros. Everyone's gearing up for football at this point.
Sure. Speaking of vacation, when do you head out on your, how many states are you hitting?
I'm hitting 15. I head out next Monday.
All right, 15 states. Are you going to pull yourself off Twitter during this time, or can we follow along?
I'll post some things. I mean, I won't go dark like LeBron used to on Twitter during the playoffs.
Yeah, leave a trail of crumbs.
Yeah. Just
I will certainly be leaving a few crumbs. I'll limit myself to maybe one tweet a day.
Well, you know what? And make it a cryptic tweet. Just, you know, just like, you never know, .. People are like, what is Brad talking about?
Hey, when you get when you get to Moline, Illinois, take a right and come on down.
There you go. I will be through. Illinois is one of those states.
I know you will be, and you just hang a right, and you're not far away. You don't know what it's like to run Nashville with Johnny Nashville, Brad.
Let's just say I got some people I'd like you to meet, and that's all I have to say about that.
Well, in my industry, people, when you hear that, usually not a good thing.
Brad, tell the people how to do business with you.
Yeah, so today is an important day. So in a few hours, I'm going to release my college football preview, and it's basically me collecting everything that I've bet so far. I counted them up late last night. I have bet 137 bets on college football.
Wow.
And I give you all the information that kind of brought me to those bets, whether it be, you know, power ratings that I really like, season win total projections, strength of schedule ratings. You know, I go through every starting quarterback and backup quarterback in college football, all 130 teams with their depth charts, and give you a point spread value if that starting quarterback gets hurt. Home field advantage numbers are in this. So if you want to check out my college football preview, it's strictly gambling. If you're looking for, you know, analytics, you know, how a team does on 3rd and 5 inside an opponent's, you know, 40-yard line as far as rush rate success, it's not the preview mag for you. If you're looking for a breakdown, you know, specifically of a second-string right guard for Tulane, this is not the preview for you. This is strictly gambling, futures, game of the year bets, week one bets, season win total bets, and that's up your alley. There's no better preview out there. It's $25. It will be available later today, about 4 or 5 hours from now. Make sure you're checking it out at bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, have a good vacation. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Enjoy. Okay, man? Looking forward to those cryptic tweets, by the way.
I might, just for you, John, I might do one or two of those.
All right, well, make sure you tag me.
Will do.
All right, man.
And I swear, if you go through Moline and not take a right, just don't go to Moline, okay?
All right, I can promise you.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Enjoy your vacation.
Take care,
man.
Guys. See you, Brad. Thanks,
Brad Powers. Hey, we're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to give us...